It's Thursday night, time for the Psychic View with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Allura. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Welcome to The Psychic View on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with the show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Psychic View, PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Really pleased to be here with you this evening on this wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you who are in the USA. My name is Steve Frampton. I am a psychic medium, and I give readings at PsychicAccess.com, and I'm one of the co-hosts for the show. I'd like to introduce Maureen Holleran as well. Maureen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I hope you guys can hear me okay. Oh, can you? You're echoing. Anyway, if you can hear me, yes, I'm here. And if not, well, I guess I'll try again. I'm on a different computer, everybody. Welcome to our Thanksgiving show. And I am an intuitive advisor, and I am very happy to be here tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maureen. We're happy to have you here as usual. And we can hear you. We can hear you just fine. And I'm really excited as well, Maureen, that we've got Res Miranda with us this evening as a guest co-host. So welcome to you, Res Miranda. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm doing wonderfully. Had a lovely day, Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S., and I hope everyone did too. And hi to everybody in the chat room. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you, Res Miranda. We're excited to have you with us. Could you tell us a little bit about your work?
Yes, I, of course, I'm also an online psychic, have been for about almost 12, 13 years strictly online. I don't call myself a medium, however, that does creep up from time to time in my work. I'm mainly a tarot card reader and a channeler. I am also the host of Get Resmerized on the ParanormalTVNetwork.com. And you can get readings from me privately or by going to PsychicAccess.com as well. And I just, you know, I love the heck out of, that's what I do all the time, and my interests are all creepy. That's what I do. I also am beginning to teach some classes on psychic development and developing a course for that. So that's some fun coming up, I think.
Well, that sounds exciting, Res Miranda. And I know lots of clients that I speak to are keen to develop their psychic ability. So I'm sure your course will do well. I thought it would be good for us just to speak for a few minutes about psychic development, just to that point. You know, we're all working in the intuitive field. And I was just interested for us to talk a little bit about our own psychic development. Are you able to tell us a little bit about how you developed your psychic abilities, Res Miranda?
Yes, I started actually specifically developing them when I was in my early 30s, although I'd always had what I would call psychic experiences ever since I was a kid. It didn't occur to me that that's what was going on until my early 30s. I had a traumatic experience in my life, the death of my mother, and you know, it's said that sometimes those things bring about such circumstances. And so I decided that it was something I needed to work on, to learn about what it is, how to use it, why it keeps happening, if it's something I wanted to happen. And so I began to read basically lots and lots of books. And then I came across a course called the Silva Mind Development, Silva Ultra Mind ESP specifically. And that was the first thing that I really studied and really decided to develop mind power, so to speak. And I've been interested in that particular subject ever since, mind power development and how we can use so much more of our minds than we really do. As far as reading tarot cards, I'm basically self-taught. You know, I played with them all the time when I was a kid, even though in my religious family that was a big no-no. I did it in the closet.
You just see you shuffling the cards in your wardrobe.
She came out of the closet doing that too.
10 years old, my little flashlight under the covers. No comic books for me, thank you very much. It was tarot cards. So, yeah, so that's basically how I did it. And I think that it's important as we go along, especially if we're going to be professional readers like we all here are, to continue to develop and to study. You know, you never get to a point where you can go, oh, I'm the world's greatest psychic, now I can be on Montel Williams. And so, you know, if we ever get that arrogant, then I think we risk losing our abilities and our skills and our objectivity, which I think is a very important point too. So I still do it, you know, even though I'm working on a how-to class, I'm also taking one at the same time right now, so.
Well, that's fantastic. And I was talking with a friend the other day about coaching, and we were saying, you know, the best coaches have a coach. So yeah. I think that our work is similar in the sense that I do this full time as you do, Res Miranda, and you, Maureen, but I'm always eager to learn as more and more. And I really enjoy the show, because this week we're having a special show and we're giving readings for the whole duration, but normally we have a guest and we focus on a particular element of either psychic work or mediumship, or recently we did a series on 2012. But I learn every week, and I think that the whole field of metaphysics and spirituality is just fascinating. And then it doesn't matter how many years we live, we'll always have so much to learn. It's incredible.
And don't you feel, Steve, that now more than ever in these so-called trying times, you know, all over the world, that it's more important now than ever for people to develop their intuitive skills and their healing skills and our innate abilities, that we haven't paid too much attention, because there's so much fear and anxiety around now.
Yeah, I'm finding as well that a lot of clients are really struggling because they sense that they want to break away from previous ways of thinking and, you know, the old ways of living. They want to be more conscious of our collective energy. They want to learn about psychic capability, spiritual work, healing. And I think that there are just so many people that all of a sudden seem switched on and want to really get engaged in doing very, very purposeful work. And so many people really opening up to spirituality. So working with the spirit world, it's fascinating. And Maureen, are you finding the same? I know that you work full time in this field. What are you hearing from your clients? Are you hearing any new themes, or what's coming up for you?
They're telling me just to be quiet. I'm just kidding. They don't tell me to be quiet. Okay. Well, no, you know, people are becoming much more conscious, you know, like I always think people walking around unconsciously, always walk around unconsciously unconscious of what's going on. And I've really been noticing, just not my clients, but people, regular people, have been a little bit more aware of things that are going on around what's going on right now. You know, like with what I think is, you know, we're all collectively involved and we're all connected and all that. That's my big thing. But, can you all hear me okay?
Yes, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, I sound like I'm now living in the South. Can you all hear me okay? Just got Cal, y'all. California. See, we're all connected. See, I told you.
Right. You know, Brian, yeah, you and people think of psychic abilities and metaphysical stuff and the whole woo-woo category altogether as an escape. And I loved what Steve said a second ago about it being a connection, you know, about us being all connected. Because it's not. It's a like a reconnection is what's happening now, don't you think, Maureen?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that we're born into, I'm real into Carl Jung's, all his stuff, union, anything. And he's talk about we are all born with a psychic inheritance, so to speak. It's something like a psychic inheritance. Is that right? We have it. Before we even know we're male or female, but whatever. But it's the collectiveness of us all, and we'd be a lot more You know, I saw a woman the other day, never met me, and she was so lovely. And she said, "Hello, Wendy, how are you doing today?" She looked right in my eyes and connected with me. And I was, you know, I'm all for that. And I said, great. And then we were talking just a little bit. And she goes, you know, it's really interesting. There was a woman I said something to the other day. And she kind of looked at me like, what are you talking to me for? And it kind of goes down to that. We all have this. And I think there is more of a pull towards it. And because people like us are talking about it more. And even on PTN, you know, Rez is over there, and I've been over there for a while. And I feel a connection with some of those people. We've never met. Well, not that I've never met them all my life, but there is certainly a very strong feeling about the connection. And we are collectively, and Carl Jung used to talk about, it's the collective unconsciousness. And I don't believe in anything. All I know is what I know. So he's like, use that word. And I do know that that's the truth. There's no doubt about it. And I think that's the key.
I always use that, the collective unconscious, as my explanation when clients ask,
yeah,
you know, how is psychic capability possible? My answer is always, well, it's possible because we're all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
And you know, energetically we're able to get information from each other. I was reading about the subconscious mind yesterday, in preparation for a blog I was writing, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but basically the document I was reading was saying that, you know, consciously we detect about, I think it was 70 bits of information per second, but the subconscious mind is detecting, you know, thousands and thousands, huge number of things per second. So the subconscious mind just absorbs so much, and apparently it even detects danger. So consciously we may be focusing upon something, but our subconscious is actually detecting what's going on in the environment and will alert us to danger. It's fascinating, and I believe absolutely that subconscious mind is also linked in with the spirit world and linked in with this huge web of interconnectedness between us. And I think that's how we're able to draw insight from spirit and get evidence about the afterlife, and also help each other by giving insight about each other's lives.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. I also agree that it's become very sad. There's a lot of people out there, and I'm not going to say the word charlatan, but I just did. And I'm not from the South, Charlotte. But I do know that for me, like with you, Rez, I'm self-taught in every aspect of what I do, and I'm continually always looking to better that and study. And I'm a teacher, and I'm a student. I go back and forth, as you know, I wear those hats, or maybe a third even. But I do feel that it's up to our it's up to the people that are raising the children immediately, or right now, with all the insight, people coming out of the closet, really, with a lot of, even businessmen, I'm around a lot of that, they come out of the closet, and they're even thinking, there's something more interesting about life than what's really been going on in their heads. And yeah. I think it's right to teach your children, and it comes naturally, like we're born into it. But we are obliviously walking around unconscious.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. You know, I think with modern psychology, that's when we probably started thinking that it wasn't okay to hear the voices in our head. And we hear voices in our head all the time, you know? And when you imagine someone speaking to you, or you imagine, for instance, me saying your name, or your mother saying your name, or anybody talking to you that's not physically with you right now, what happened? You just heard it in your head. Are you crazy? I don't think so.
Yeah, because, well, yeah. but they do, people think so instead, now that they don't. I don't know if you guys, I had it. I'm still labeled. No, I'm labeled special and eccentric now. Those are nice words I got when I turned 50. Crazy and bizarre and nutcase.
Well, it's funny you mentioned mothers, because my mother's very psychic, and she often, I'll be sort of rushing around in the daytime, and I'll think, oh, I must call mum. My mum lives in the UK, and I think I must give her a call.
Right.
And she'll often call pretty much straight away as soon as I think, I would like to speak with my mother, the phone rings. And, you know, it's an example of how we can be,
right.
We're so in sync, particularly when we have close connection.
Sorry,
Maureen, go ahead.
People need to pay attention. That's a smart, you know, those are the little things, like, those are those things, the little synchronicities, a lot of them around. And people just need to open their eyes, and there they are. It's like, wow. And you want to tell somebody, and you're all excited, and they're like, what? But I think it's, you know, those are the small things. Like, I had something the other day. I'm sure we all have something. You guys can share, but I'm sure everybody in these, that's listening to us right now, because I know you all are. And not just chatting amongst yourselves, but I know that they too, we all do, but we've just been, you know, the condition of just ignoring that gut or feeling, because, you know, that happens, you know, Steve, about what you said about mom, like I had something about this, or it's something weird, but it is actually not so weird after all, it is what it is. We need to pay attention.
Yes, we do.
We do, and... We have. You mentioned science, Maureen. You know, I learned at a young age about spiritual signs that were significant for me. And I realized that one of my signs is swordfish. And I know that sounds really odd.
No, that's cool.
But I've learned over the years to really be aware of the signs that the spirit world give me. And to just recognize the different signs that they use for me, and to really get clarity about what those different signs mean, so what the messages are for me. And so I just realized after a number of things that were just beyond coincidence that swordfish is the sign for me when the spirit world are saying, you know, proceed with if I'm thinking of getting involved in something, or thinking about taking an opportunity, and the spirit world show me swordfish, then it means proceed. And, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about different people in this kind of work, Maureen, and I remember when I was approached about working, giving readings for psychicaccess.com, I asked my guides, well, should I go ahead with this? And about a moment later, I stepped into an elevator, and the doors of the elevator closed. I turned to the right, and there was a piece of paper on the wall of the elevator in the hotel saying, special tonight, swordfish curry. And it was the only thing in there. And, you know, it's just an example of how, you know, spirit will put you in a situation where you see one of your signs and you can understand. And
absolutely,
I'm really pleased to work with Psychic Access, because many sites and many psychic businesses just take people who are interested in giving readings. But I know that Psychic Access has a very thorough screening process. So, you know, I know that we have really good
feather,
people.
Or we tar and feather them. If they're no good, they don't come in. No, I'm just
But have you guys learned to recognize the symbols that the spirit world share with you?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Mine isn't so much physical as far as seeing a physical object is, but it's more of the atmosphere around me seems to completely change. It's as if time slows down for a couple of seconds, and the air feels different, you know. The temperature changes sometimes, that sort of thing.
I get that, particularly when I have a connection with a person in that wants to communicate from spirit. So when I'm doing mediumship, those things happen to me as well. I remember I had a complaint about my a radio show I was involved in the other day, because I gave a very long reading, and somebody wrote in saying that reading was long and many people are trying to get through. You should keep it to 4 or 5 minutes, and you know, it's important feedback. All feedback's important, but when I'm reading, I lose all sense of time, and particularly when I'm doing mediumship, I feel physical signs. So I get a very cold, sort of tingling sensation on the on my left hand shoulder and down my back. So it's really interesting that you say that, Rosemaranda, because the spirit world give us signs in so many different ways. They may be sounds, they may be things that are just beyond coincidence. They may be visual symbols, but they may also be, you know, a change in temperature or a change in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys know that we are going to be taking questions in chat because the phone system has not been resolved again, but it will be hopefully. Did you notice that? I noticed. It was something I noticed, if I'm sure. I think I got that right. So if, did you guys see that? Notice? Okay. Do you want to, I don't know. I was looking at some people saying they don't know how to word things, but I don't find that. I find that they do. Because I know you, some of you people, I know you word things very nicely. And,
when we've taken readings from chat before, I mean, people
yes, we have.
Pretty clear what their question is. It does help if people
address.
Tell us. Well, it help. I always believe that if you go for a reading, there are a number of things you should get. So you should get evidence from spirit. So you should get a good insight without having to feed the psychic. Intuitive information. So when people try to give too much away, I always say, don't give too much away because, you know, we want to provide the insight and the evidence from spirit. But it does help if the person wanting a reading does at least say, you know, I'm interested in my finances or my love life or work or my life purpose, something like that. So
exactly.
It helps to have something specific.
It's like walking into Walmart and saying, hey, give me something.
I know.
Walmart's a good one. But they won't do that.
I know. So that's a good point. Because you guys, you know, really it is a lot easier. And someone goes, well, just read for me. Give me, you know, well, that could take, I mean, I can get all sorts of stuff. And I start going haywire and I start having electrical shock. No, I don't. But, you know, it is easier for us to have a direct type of, you know, matter or address something or not address something you want. But, you know.
To put it, yeah.
You know, address this. Why don't you?
Well, no, so for our listeners in the chat rooms, if they want to state their question or state the subject that they'd like us to get insight about, then they can go ahead and start doing that, and we can take people in order from the chat room until we get the telephones resolved. So as soon as we start seeing some questions, we can go ahead and start doing some readings.
Okay. Oh, come on, you guys. Who wants one? Somebody type a question in and we'll just go.
Oh, actually, Doug's saying we've got a call now. So the telephone system must be up and running. We've got a call from North Carolina and another coming through from Minnesota. So who do we have from North Carolina? Oh, Minnesota's first. Sorry, I got them the wrong way around. We've got a caller from Minnesota. So who do we have from Minnesota?
Hi, I'm the one. My name is Christabel, and I'm from Minnesota.
Hi, your name is Isabel.
Christabel is in Crystal, then Bell, Christabel.
Your name is Crystal Bell.
Yes.
Okay, Crystal Bell, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. We're excited to spend the evening giving readings. So thank you for calling in. What's your question, Crystal Bell, or which area of life would you like us to focus upon for you in our reading?
I would like you to focus on, oh my God, is it one question, or how many questions can I ask?
Well, if you can give us one to start with, or tell us
okay.
one area of your life you'd like us to look at, and we'll work on that first.
Okay. Recently, I just had this thought today. I'm thinking about writing a movie, because I'm from Africa, we like to do a lot of movies there. So I'm thinking about writing a movie for the directors in Africa. Do you see that going through? Writing like a story for a movie.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm Maureen and Res Miranda. If you want to read, then just go ahead. If not, I'm happy to start and give Crystal Bell some insight. but chip in if you want to go ahead.
I'll go ahead and step right up here. Hi, Crystal Bell. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you also.
I'm looking at a couple of cards to start with for you. One is the Ace of Swords, and the other is the King of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Swords is very cool. Swords are all about mental aspects, strategy, even writing. This is telling me that you've got one heck of a talent, one heck of an ability, and one heck of an imagination. The King of Pentacles is telling me that you would be the king or the ruler over your success if you listened to that idea. Spirit is telling me that the Ace of Swords is actually telling you that your intuition is high and your feelings and intuition have been telling you to follow this dream since you were a little kid. And it'd be very powerful if you did. And you need to go ahead and do that. And look for ways to collaborate with other writers online, by the way.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
And Crystal Bell, you know, my guides are talking about relationships and saying that you'll be particularly successful if you focus upon people and relationships in your work. Does that make sense to you? Because they talk particularly about people and fortune in relationships. It seems to be very much relationship focused at this time.
Okay. Yeah, I have to go out, so I need to go out more often because I'm like, I want someone, but then I don't go out. So how am I going to meet somebody if I don't go out? I think what you're saying is right.
Online.
Online?
Yeah.
I thought of it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to go down route, but...
No, you do, Crystal Bell. Ask your guide. What you do, Crystal Bell, is ask your guide to bring to you the person who's going to be right for you and be open to however that happens.
Okay. Wow, okay. I'm going to follow that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome, Crystal Bell. We wish you lots of luck.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, and good luck with the film. Let us know how you get on. We'd love to hear about it.
I will. I definitely will.
Well, thank you, Crystal Bell. Lots of love, and we wish you all the very best. Okay, now, guys, just want to announce the call-in number for those of you that want to call in for a reading. The number is 724-444-4851. So please do call in. We'd love to hear from you. And we have another caller on the line. We have a caller from North Carolina now. Who's calling from North Carolina?
I am. My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just wondering if you could tell me the name of my spirit guide and a little bit about him or her.
Okay, absolutely. We'll see what we can do for you. Maureen, if you go ahead, Maureen, if you want to, and Res Miranda, as I'm sort of introducing the callers, I don't want to make you feel that I have to respond first. You do have a spirit guide that stands very firmly behind you, and I'm not getting a name right now, but I do get the letter T very clearly. Is the letter T significant to you in some other way? Are you aware of the importance of the letter T in your life?
And the importance of what?
The letter T.
Medicine, huh?
The letter T.
The letter T. Yeah.
Okay, because the letter T comes through very clearly for you from Spirit, and my guides are saying that the letter T is significant with the name of your one of your guides, but it's also a letter that is significant for you and your family. And there's the guide that I sense right now is a gentleman, and he carries a staff and wears a cloak. He's got very magical abilities. Now, are you quite creative, Brian? Because this guide's talking about creativity.
Okay,
he's saying that his part of his role is to help you with creativity, particularly artwork, and it feels like drawing or designing, but that should be a strength for you. And he says that he's very much with you, and he says as well that now is a time you're really thinking about what you want to do with the longer term, and really committing to what you see to be your purpose, your professional purpose. Are you thinking about your career at the moment?
Yes, I am, and right now I am doing readings for a psychic line. I am a intuitive and but it just seems as if every time that I try to put my work out there, it either gets bashed on or something like that, and I don't know.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because my guides are talking about carrying things. They're talking about carrying a lot of weight, and by that, Brian, I mean that it's almost as though energetically you're carrying some luggage. We all have baggage in life, but we can be very much aware of it and choose to put some of it or all of it down in time. And so my guides take you back to childhood and say, you know, some of the issues around confidence in childhood are still with you, and you can invite your guide and more guides to work with you, and you can choose to put the confidence issue or the confidence bag down and be very focused. And I remember quite a long time ago, I was about to give a face-to-face reading, and I felt nervous beforehand, and was thinking, gosh, what if my evidence is not as good as it should be? And my guides were very, very clear with me. They said to me, Steve, you have no business really focusing upon evidence and, you know, what your score might be, because this is not about you. You are channeling insights from the spirit world for your client, and all you need to focus upon is being a very pure and genuine channel of insight and evidence. So remember that you know, if you're committing to this work and you're doing it because you want to make the world a better place, you don't need to carry the baggage of you know, low confidence. Just put it down and just drop it and hand yourself over to spirit, and know that you're a channel for information, and spirit will channel the information that they want your client to receive. I also get the name Roberts for you, Brian. Is the name Robert significant for you in the family?
Robert.
So I hear the name Robert very clearly, and I feel as though when I ask my guys, is Robert with us or in the spirit world, they give me the sign for the spirit world. So I feel as though Robert is a gentleman in your family. And when I ask again, is that your mother's side of the family or your father's, they say your father's side of the family.
Possibly, I'm not real familiar with my dad's side of the family.
Okay, well, you have a gentleman called Robert, who's a very spiritual man in his time here, in his lifetime. He was very religious, and he's applauding you for taking the route that you're taking, and he's encouraging you to continue. He talks of the month of June as well. He says that June and the number 6 are important to you, and you'll see that you'll be doing very well by June of next year. But keep your eye on the month of June, because it'll be important to you in other ways as well.
Okay, in good ways. And I do have a question. I just heard the name Theo, and that starts with the letter T. Would that be the name of the guy that's behind me?
Well, I get it. My guides are nodding and saying yes. They were giving me T very clearly before. I think it's Theodore. But you have many guides, Brian, and I want to invite Res Miranda and Maureen to give you their insight as well, because okay. You know, we have more than one spirit guide, and you can call upon spirit guides as well. You when you're doing a special piece of work or you have a project to deal with, you can ask for spirit guides with that expertise to actually come in and assist you in that work. So remember that you can call upon spirit to help you with your work and your projects. So Maureen and Res Miranda, what are you feeling for Brian?
Maureen? Okay. Well, just Brian, this is Res Miranda. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. There's a couple of things I'll quickly go over with you about your guide. I'm feeling also another guide. As Steve said, we have many. We have several different times and different times during our lives. And one of the ones I was feeling and still am feeling around you was a grandmother who's passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's with you just about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you get a lot of your intuitive and your psychic ability from. Now, one of the things I want to mention about that is I think it's very cool that you mentioned you are an intuitive and that you're a working psychic too. And having done this for so long myself, I know that when you work for a lot of the different lines online, even or just telephone lines, it's very easy for them to give the people who are working for them, psychics and intuitives are very sensitive people, it's very easy for them to give us the impression that we should be all about the money, we should be all about the success, not necessarily great success, but we should be all about being right. We have to prove ourselves or the customers won't come back, you know, and it's very easy to, especially when you're someone who has maybe issues with some self-confidence at times because of the way your childhood went, it's easy to get to be influenced by that and worry about, am I good enough? What if I'm wrong? What if the people don't like what I say? Because you do get a lot of people who just don't like what you say when you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that can eat away at your confidence. It can eat away at your self-esteem. And that happens when we allow our egos to get in the way. And I love what Steve said about just stopping for a minute. It's not about us. It's not about even what another employer or contractor will say or think of you. If you're being, none of that matters when you know that you're being the vessel that you were called to be. And when you can relax into that, and when you can become at peace with that, then the things that you had anxiety about before will happen in a positive way, not reasons to give you anxiety.
Hello?
Success will follow. Do you see what I mean?
Hello?
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense to me. And is my purpose in life to be a psychic or intuitive? I mean, I just kind of get like I'm...
Yeah, your purpose in life, Brian, is to be of service. And you have a gift of intuition and natural psychic ability. And so your purpose is to use your best self to the highest possible purposes that you can. And I'll tell you, if what you're doing makes you feel happy, you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Feel free to contact any of us with questions about that always, right, Steve and Maureen?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I completely concur with what Res Miranda just said. Brian, you know, we're meant to be happy and healthy in life, and you know, when we're doing what we love. I don't always like to use the word work. I think when we do what we love and we do it out of service and love for the world, then we'll be successful and we'll get all of the love and support that we could ever even imagine. So, you know, ask Spirit to help you, and they will.
Okay.
And you'll do very well. Do look out for the month of June, because it's important. You have a good opportunity in June, and money will come your way in June as well. More money will come your way in June. So we wish you lots of luck, Brian, and thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we have another caller from New York City. Who do we have from New York City?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Christina. How are you?
We're well, Christina. How are you doing?
Good, not bad.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in, Christina. How can we help you?
Oh, I just have a quick question. Me and my fiance have been together almost, it's going on 6 years, and we had some financial difficulties that's been going on, so it's been delaying our marriage. So when will that become clear and we can move forward towards that and starting our family?
Okay. Res Miranda, would you like to go first?
No, I think I'm going to take a pass and let Maureen go first.
Okay. Maureen, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh,
can
wonderful.
You hear me okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maureen.
Yes, I'm going to pass it on to someone else in the other room. I'm joking. No, Christine, thanks for calling me, because I did mention to you to call, because I know you put your question on the chat, and I appreciate that. And you said for 6 years that you've been in a relationship. It was a six, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It was 6 years. You mentioned that you've been involved in this relationship, correct?
Going on six years.
Okay. You know, I get a feeling that you're on. You know, you. It looks like in the recent past you've been doing very well. With anything you put your mind to and learning, anything about learning. I'm not saying you're going to, you know, regular school, but you really had a lot of. Personal power going on with you, and it seems like right now I feel that it's probably what you're just feeling. It's not. I'm not saying this is the case. It feels like you're not really in control of where you're heading in this relationship at all. And it's like you have no. You're powerless to it, and which I think it is something that you can, you know, grasp hold of yourself. Were you gonna say something?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. You can't hear me.
What?
Shoot.
No, I'm not hearing you well.
Okay.
I can hear you perfectly, Maureen. Res Miranda, yeah. could you hear Maureen well?
Yes, I can.
I hear you better.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll just kind of let it out louder. Well, the thing of it is, my feeling is this. I just get that the relationship is going. It needs to have a new agreement. It needs to have some new changes. It needs to have boundaries. And in order for that to happen, it's going to be having to come from you. I'm not saying it's a bad or negative type of thing, but I think that there's some things that never been worked out, that you have not been, for whatever reasons, things that haven't been worked out or dealt with. But I do feel, you look very positive along the way, but I do get a feeling that there needs to be a new agreement and be able to move forward, or it's just not going to work out how it should, if you'd like it to. I do see
I'm
a man.
Sorry, I can't hear her.
Okay, sorry about that.
What she said. Hello?
You couldn't hear what I said?
I can't hear you well at all. I'm sorry. It's like I'm mumbling.
Okay, well, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I hear you better.
Okay, now, well, my guides are asking you, why is the month, they're talking about January, and saying that January is an important month for you. Do you know why January is coming up?
No.
When did you meet or start the relationship?
Actually, it was in May of 2000.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I couldn't hear you, I'm afraid.
May.
Yes, I can hear you better now. Yeah. Now, do you know why January comes up so strongly? Because my guides are very clear. They refer to January for you.
No, not at all.
Okay. So you don't even have a member of the family in spirit whose birthday was January, because my guides are talking about January very clearly.
No.
No?
Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's what I was starting to pick up for you, but if it doesn't make sense for you, it may well be that it's for somebody else. But I'm sorry you couldn't hear Maureen well. Res Miranda and I can hear Maureen very clearly. Try calling in again, and if you can hear better, then we'll read for you again sometime.
Okay.
Alrighty. Looks like we have somebody from Colorado next.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Psychic View. Who are you?
My name is Noah.
Hi, Noah. This is Rosa Miranda. Very nice to meet you. I thought I'd give Steve a little break there just for a second.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've been kind of in a slump over the last year. I had some issues go on and ended up losing, everything I own. You know, I lost my girlfriend, my house. And I'm just kind of wondering if you see a job for me. I've been unemployed for about a year now.
Okay.
This December it'll be a year, and you know, I'm trying to connect spiritually and do things positively, but you know, I can't seem to shake the negative thoughts that, you know, flow through me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do, is to try and stay positive and keep moving ahead when that's the very last thing you feel like doing. So what I'm seeing for you is, first of all, that you are going to find a job. What is this, November? I see that just after the new year, you're going to be working again. So if you can hold on through the holidays, and I know you can, the Emperor card tells me that you're someone who usually likes to be in control, and that's not a bad thing, not in a bad way, but someone who needs to feel secure and needs to have their ducks in a row, and usually does. And if you keep going like you've been going, basically, if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, don't let yourself feel overwhelmed by the passage of time or by what you don't see. The key for you is to keep moving, keep trying, don't give up, don't limit yourself in what you're looking for. Every time you start to feel overwhelmed by fear or anxiety or what you perceive is not happening, stop just for that moment and say, right now, none of that is real. Because those kinds of feelings are really just concepts. And no matter what happens, I'm going to keep putting one foot in front of the other, because that is how I'm going to move forward. That's what I call in metaphysics, keeping your end of the deal. And if you do that, then the universe will keep its end of the deal if you refuse to surrender. So promise me that you will never surrender. You know, like the song?
Well, that's been a hard battle for me, you know?
Yes, you know, it is. That's why Spirit's bringing it up now, because it's hard for you. It doesn't have to be easy, and it's okay that it's hard, but do it anyway. You know? Do it anyway. Right. Maureen, Steve, over to you guys.
What's that?
I'm going to give this over to Maureen and Steve and see what they have to add for us.
Okay.
Okay, well, Noah, when you first spoke, my guides started to talk about who you are as a person. And they're saying that you are a very sensitive guy, You were a sensitive child. You've always been that way. And you're a real deep thinker. Does that make sense to you?
To some degree. I try to suppress, a lot of that. I do a lot of IS work, so, I try to look at things from an analytical point of view.
Okay. But just be aware, though, Noah, that because my guides are saying that you do a lot of thinking, that you're very much in your mind, in your head, and they say that its analytical ability and is really important, and really reflecting is very important. But don't overly analyze or overly think about everything, because you're sensitive, you have strong intuition, and you can trust the feelings that you have, as well as analyzing things. But the month of March comes up for you, Noah. When is your birthday?
It's May 9th.
Sorry?
May 9th.
Your birthday is May. Okay. But, well, March comes up for you as an important month, and the number 3 comes up as well. So be aware of March, because you'll find that March is an important month for you moving forward. And when I ask my guides, well, why is it that March is an important month, they talk about relationship. And I feel very sure, from what my guides are saying, that you will celebrate the anniversary of your future relationship in March. And I would not be at all surprised if you actually met the right partner in March next year. My guides do say, no, that you need to be socializing more. They give me the feeling that you are not out there enough, that you really need to get out there and meet people.
Well, that's like I said, I'm 32 years old, and I moved back in with my parents. I lost my house, my car, my job, so it's kind of hard for me to get out and socialize. It's, you try to meet somebody and you're like, hey, come over to my dad's house,
Well, people, the person that wants to be with you will not think that way. The person that wants to be with you will not be materialistic. They'll respect you for who you are, and they'll love you for who you are. You're a fantastic person, and you help a lot of people. Remember that. You don't have to go out and spend a lot of money to meet people. There are so many things that you can be involved in, and you really should look at some spiritual groups, because I always say to male clients that want to meet the right partner or the right girl, I often say, get involved in spiritual groups, because it's really good for you and your spirituality, and there are lots of great people in that arena that you can meet. So just be aware that you don't have to necessarily go out and spend a lot of money to meet people. There are lots of ways you can meet wonderful people, and you'll find that when you as you start to just get out more and meet more people, that you're a very popular guy. You're not gonna have to try very hard to get interest. You'll get a lot of interest. But remember the month of March, because it's an important month for you. I also wanted to mention the medical field for you, Noah, because when you first spoke, my guides were talking about medicine, healing, helping people, and I feel as though that's a direction you may well go in the medium term. Have you decided which way you want to go professionally?
No, I like building things. I've built databases and, paperless offices. I like building things. I'm not qualified for medical use. I don't have a medical background at all. I've never worked in a hospital or anything like that. I volunteer every once in a while at, it's a homeless shelter that it's a program that helps people that are converting from living on the streets to actually being productive members of society. And so that's about as far as medical that I have. I don't have a medical background.
Okay, well, just keep it in mind, no, because it came up as soon as you spoke. That field came up very clearly, so I'm not trying to push it upon you, but just bear it in mind. Keep an open mind, because there's some kind of there's an important relevance of the medical field. So maybe it's for you, maybe it's not you in particular, maybe it will be your partner, but the medical field is significant for you in the future somehow. So helping people through medicine and healing comes up very, very clearly. So I don't want to take it back. I want to just leave the thought with you. Wish you lots of luck. As I said, do feel that March things will really pick up for you. And I'm certain that you'll be in a good relationship by March of next year as well.
Can I ask you a question? Can you see my spiritual guide?
Yes, your spiritual guide is we have many, Noah, but you have a one of your main spirit guides is a gentleman, and it's funny actually, because he's showing me a hammer, and it's like a chisel and hammer, and it looks like he's doing stonework. It's like masonry. And he talks of building things, but he's not talking about virtual building like databases and things like that you mentioned. He talks about construction and working with stone. And I feel as though that will feature in your future as well, because he's building a. It looks like he's building a property, and I see him helping you actually build a beautiful home in about 4 or 5 years. That's not to suggest that you'll stay with your parents until that time, but I see you building a beautiful home, and I see beautiful pieces of stonework. So bear that in mind. But he's very, very prominent, and he also gives the initial P for you. He says that there's a female with the initial P will feature very strongly in your future. He talks of children as well, actually. So I hope you want children.
Well, I have two.
You have two. Well, I think you will have more.
You think I'll have four?
Yes. Yeah, I see at least one more child for you, because he's talking about children, and it's definitely future. So I'm certain that you'll have one more child at least, and I'm sure that you'll have a boy, because I see a young boy who's very artistic. He has darker hair, and my guides are talking about the month of August and giving me the number 8. So it wouldn't be surprised if he's born in August, or you conceive in August, but definitely feel another child for you. And as I said, very, very creative, very much into design and artwork and creativity. Okay.
Okay.
Now I want to just ask Maureen if she has insight for you as well. Now, Maureen, can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, I can. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm just with the microphone. No, I don't actually, but because I think you really had a good reading there, Steve, with him. But
thank you
very much. He did very well.
Well, Noah, we wish you lots of luck. You know, hang in there. I know that you've had a hard time, but there are bright things ahead. And do remember what we said about you know, women are very drawn to you. You've got plenty of opportunities, and do bear in mind as well, the thoughts of medicine, because that definitely features in the future somehow. And maybe not be with you, it may be with your partner, but it definitely crops up. And there are good times ahead of you. So stay in touch and let us know what happens in as you move forward, and particularly in March, because things will pick up for you a lot in March.
Yes, do. Never surrender.
Yeah.
Well, if I could just ask one thing of you, can you say a little prayer for me?
We'll take one very quick last question from you, because we've got other callers waiting. So what's your question?
No, I don't have a question. I just,
okay.
If you could just say a little prayer for me to help me through this, because I seem to be mentally trapped, you know? So if you could just say a little prayer and, you know, talk to my spirit guide. I've been trying to talk to him or her, just to help me move through things.
We'll do that for you, absolutely. And remember as well that you have a very strong connection to spirit. So invite spirit, your guide, the gentleman that we talked about, but also other guides to come into your life and to help you. And you'll see that they do. They won't let you down. And was saying never surrender, and I always think, well, I'll never surrender, because I know that I have a huge amount of support in the spirit world that I can call upon, and we all have access to that. Do you feel the same, Ms. Miranda?
Yes, I absolutely do. And it's not, you know, an imagination. It's not a woo-woo. Often the most powerful things are the still small voice and the reassurance, the feeling of reassurance that we get when we stop and listen to it for a minute. And I just want to say real quick, too, that on psychicaccess.com, and not to go into commercial or anything, but each of us, when we're working, we have the capability to talk with you in a chat room. We don't give free readings that way, but you can come in there into each one of our chat rooms on Psychic Access and let us know how you're doing. We can talk more about things like how to talk to your spirit guide and how to not stay stuck in a negative mindset, that sort of thing. So don't hesitate to do that, okay, Noah?
Yeah, you know, I'm reading this book. It's called The Eagle and the Rose, and it's by Rosemary Altie.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to... My brother died. He was my twin brother, and he died when he was 14 years old. And I've always been very spiritual, but I'm just trying to reconnect with some positiveness. And over the last year and a half, it's just, you know, these negative things just keep happening. And I'm trying to...
I absolutely understand that. I totally understand that, having gone through a similar kind of a traumatic loss like that myself. We've got to move on to another caller, but please do keep in touch with us, seriously, here and on psychicaccess.com as well. Come and chat with us as well, and that won't cost you a thing, okay?
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful holiday, and thank you very much.
You too, Noah. And for just, it's worth mentioning as well, Westmond, I think, for all of our listeners, that, you know, new customers of Psychic Access can get a free reading, a free 6-minute reading. So, Noah, if you haven't called Psychic Access before, you can get 6 minutes with the psychic of your choice on Psychic Access. And there's also a lot of information on psychicbloggers.com. We submit blogs to that site. There's a huge amount of information on there. I look on there regularly, and there's just so much to read and learn about. And I encourage you to look there as well. Now, we have another caller from Wisconsin. Who do we have from Wisconsin?
Brianna.
Brianna.
Yes.
Hi, Brianna. How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm thinking, one of the things I'm wondering is what are you seeing for me coming up in the future?
Okay. We'll definitely see what we get for you, Brianna. Thank you for calling in, firstly. Who would like to go first?
Well, I have something to say.
Cool.
You can hear me. Okay.
Yes, we can hear you, Maureen.
You can, great. You know, I'm really sorry, everybody. I'm on a really good computer, but at my mother's home, and it's not like my bad computer, but I don't have my setup like it is, so I apologize. But with that said, Brianna, hi. I see you. Someone that is you're going to be learning a lot of things, and like you'll be like a sponge. Not SpongeBob. You'll be, you know, just absorbing it really well. And some knowledge that you need to attain. And there's a woman I see around you that, excuse me, she looks like she has dark hair. Maybe, I don't know what her natural color is or whatever, but dark hair. Maybe it might have some white in there. But she's having some problems. And it looks like a person that is a business connection or a sister of some sort. But she's a really good person, but she's having some real problems. She would never let you know about it. But I have a feeling that you're connected with her in some way. And she's a type of woman, it's almost like, I guess I'm trying to say is, I feel very strongly that you knowing of her or how she runs more than anybody else, she'd be the kind of woman that would be, well, appear to be very, you know, everything's going great, but she gets very hard on herself. Maybe it's you as well, but very hard on herself. Her expectations are so high, and she can't pull off one little thing. She gets extremely down and depressed, and it's worrisome. And you've been doing a lot of spiritual work in recently, and it's been really good. And I think it's taken you to the next level of wanting to learn something really, which you're really passionate about. I think it has to do with some real connection with something that you feel passionate about. That's part of your spiritual work, I think, brought you to. It's very positive, like I said. Whatever way of learning you're learning, it looks like it's like really soon or you're doing it already. It's very positive. There you have it.
I'm thinking. Because I am very spiritual and I am very, very driven. Sometimes I get told I need to sit down and just chill out and relax and not push the issue, yet in the line of work that I'm in, it is very high stress, Mach 5 with your hair on fire. And that, well, things always move so fast for me.
Have you slowed down lately? As in the recent past, I'm saying, not too long ago, did you slow down and really kind of go inward? It looks like you did some spiritual, kind of like lonely time, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I took a 6-week hiatus from a lot of things to just kind of step back and reflect and reconnect with my spirituality.
That was excellent. And you know, I think maybe right now, maybe that's like I said, I see you as somebody that's like you're eager. It's almost like you must have knowledge of some sort right now. And I don't know what exactly that is, but maybe this is the key to what will help you. You know, going on sabbatical or retreat or, you know, whatever, you know, you want to call it, but you need to maybe grasp hold of what it is that, so you can carry it with you again and again on an everyday basis. Because if this is a person that I'm seeing, it looks like a person, like I said, a sister figure or someone like that. It might be you I was getting that looks like, well, they can't pull something off. They get really hard on themselves. It's worrisome. Because it's a woman, her expectations are way too high. And there's no reason for it. And if this is you, you need to get a little bit more grasp learning to know, instead of having to go away for 6 weeks or something, how to contain yourself into a voice of silence of some sort. Or just being. Still, just being. Just being. That's it. Just being. Being. B-I-N-G. I don't know. You've got a lot going for you, though, right now. And I think if this is the other person I saw, it's another your personality. It worries me if you get depressed like you do. It's worrisome. But nobody knows it. They have no clue. You look so together.
Hmm.
Your future's good, and I think what it is taking care of being gentle, and decent and respecting yourself.
I'm going to have to sit back and think on that one.
A little deep, isn't it? I know. Oh, well. You can ponder it. That's okay. So that's what I have to say. I'm sticking to it.
You know, it's interesting, though, Maureen, because I'm getting the feeling that you mentioned your work, and my guides are really sort of drawing my attention to your work, because they're saying you've been doing the work that you're doing. You've been doing for a long time. I get the feeling that you've been in that particular field for, gosh, it feels about 10 years, even more. How long have you been in the field, without telling us what your field of work is, how long have you been in that field of work?
11 years.
Okay. Because my guides are drawing me to the number 10 and 10 plus. And, you know, I do want to encourage you to think about what Maureen said, because my guides say that, you know, when we're so used to something, we almost can be on autopilot. And the fact that you wanted to and needed to take 6 weeks out really suggests that you need to think about your work situation. And I wanted to share with you that, you know, you can actually become quite down and quite depressed because if your work is no longer suiting you or pleasing you. And I feel very low around your work. And I mean, by that, I mean, I don't feel excited about work at all as I connect with you. And My guides are concurring with what Maureen has said, in the sense that your work situation is really, really pulling you down, and it's pulling you down in ways that you perhaps don't even see, because you're just so used to your work and the routine of your work. And one of the things I want to say to you is that there are a lot of people involved in your work. You're interacting with so many people, and my guides are saying in your work you don't have a lot of control about who you're actually interacting with. Does that make sense?
I'm in radio, so.
okay.
And I'm in music, radio, and promotions.
In radio promotions. Okay, so you're interacting with a lot of people. Do you know why the months of February and June come up for you? February is an anniversary date. So February, my guides are talking about the month of February.
There's
a birthday in February.
February is when I really come out of that seasonal downtime, because between Thanksgiving and the end of January, I generally really get really reclusive around the holidays. I tend to work the holidays, everyone I get the chance to.
Okay, well, you know, the month of February comes up, and I see a lot of light. My guides are showing me light around the month of February, and I want to just, without you worrying about this, I want to just raise or plant a seed of thought in your mind, and that is that, and you might be quite surprised in me saying this, but my guides are saying that you need more sunshine, and you need a better climate, and I don't feel that the climate you're in is the best climate for you, and I think you're so used to that, and so used to the pressure of your work, that you're actually quite down, and you really should think about your future and think about, or you know, where you might want to be located, what kind of work you might want to be doing, because I do feel change around you. February is significant as well, and because you have two members of your family in spirit that talk of birthdays in February, but my guides also talk of June, and they say that by June next year you'll have a very clear plan about the direction you want to take in the future. But I want to hand over to Res Miranda to give you her insight as well before we move on to our next caller.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
How you doing? It's good to talk to you. Wow. I listen to you on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, by the way, my spirit guide has three words for you, and those three words are, it's your turn.
You know, it's funny because last night I hooked up with a major person in surrounding the radio in that. And, you know, after 11 years, you know, I came to PTN and things have really blossomed in I've had so many doors that are beginning to open.
That's
so that,
awesome.
That's validation
that's
right there.
Real. Very cool. Well, there you go. Hey, stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm Brianna.
Yep.
Good luck, Brianna. Let us know how you get on. And if you let us know how your work situation develops as well, and we'd love to hear how you get on. It's wonderful to get feedback and see how people progress. So good luck to you. Now, I want to just repeat the call-in number for our listeners. The number is 724-444-4851. So do feel free to give us a call. And I think we have a caller now from New York. Who do we have from New York?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Christina calling back. We had phone trouble earlier.
Oh, no problem, Christina. Can you hear better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, we'll just do a short reading for you because we've
okay.
got other people calling in as well. But
no problem.
Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But I think I saw that. And Christine, just 1 second. I just want to. We need to give in the call-in number out loud. I know we've been typing it in, and let people know also that when they do get in, they'll be put on hold and answer in the order received. So you can just not think that we're not going to get to you because nobody will be talking to you directly. But the number is 724-444-4851. There you go. Sorry, Steve, and thank you, Christina. Go for it.
No problem. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for that. So we'll do happily read for you again, but we'll keep it brief because we want to get in as many callers as possible. So tell us what your question is this time.
Basically, the question basically was based on I was supposed to, we're planning to get married, but the thing is financially things have not been on our side. So I was just wondering when will things clear up and we could finally move forward and get married and start our family.
Well, you know, my guides are saying that my guides say to you, although you want to get married, and you absolutely will get married, you're a good match. But my guides say the really important thing is that you're together, that you found a great partner, that you found each other, and that you're together. You know, so many people, I speak to so many clients that want to find the right relationship and wants to fall in love. My guides say, you know, you're together. You are married. You're married spiritually, and the material wedding will come around, but just try to focus upon the fact that you're in a good relationship, and times are good. Be together, enjoy each other's company, and the wedding will come to fruition, just in the perfect time. What do you feel, Res Miranda?
Oh, Spirit is telling me very much that if you want to get married, you'll be able to get married. Focus on that, not the money stuff. It's really a matter of timing, as you say. It's not really about money, but I'm seeing that the actual wedding will happen April. Seems to be a very important month.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at the Empress card here, and it's a card about being creative and productive and bearing fruit and being very practical. So I think the key to the situation that you think you're stuck in right now is to be really practical. Keep it simple. Do what you got to do. You can get married anytime you want, really.
Okay.
And if you focus on love and focus on being together and let the universe handle the details as far as how are we going to have money to live somewhere else? How are we going to pay for things?
Okay.
Give that over. You know what I'm saying? Give that over to your higher power. Give that over to the God that you were taught to believe in. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I do hear you.
Preaching a little bit here to you, but but
yes.
Spirit tells me to do that. So really, it's, you know, stop worrying about things that don't matter and focus on the things that do. And I just see nothing but happiness for you if you do that. Will you let us know how it goes?
Yes.
Excellent.
And you know, it's funny because before when we were first, sometimes when you're reading, I find when I read, my mind sort of goes in different directions. Spirit take me off in different directions at tangents. But one of the things that came up actually was children. And I didn't want to offend you in any way, because it's clear that you want to get married and start a family, but I got the clear feeling that actually you would be pregnant before you get married.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you make your decisions. You have the free will to decide how things will be. But just remember what Res Miranda said. You know, be grateful for what you've got and focus on the positive. And you know, we don't have to be married to start a family necessarily.
Yes.
So just think about that. And there are definitely a few children in your future. We wish you lots of luck. So do let us know how you get on.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
We wish you lots of love.
Thank you.
Bye, Brianna.
Take care.
From New York. Bye, New York.
I guess we're taking answers from the chat right now until we get more calls. Everybody, so if you'd like to type in your question directly.
That's great. I think I like us to take some questions from chat as well, because not everybody wants to call in, so it's nice to mix it up a little bit. So it'll be great to see if we get some questions from the chat room.
I think Grizz had one from Yin Yang. She's back. I see her.
Oh, great. Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you know what Yin Yang wanted to do? They should be doing for a living.
I'm sorry, what is it she wanted?
She wants to know what she should be doing for a living.
Oh, okay. What would she like to do? I mean, I know she can hear me now. So what she should do, or what she'd like to do, or what she should do. Okay.
What she should do. I think she's really asking what her purpose in life is as far as career. Okay. That's how I would rephrase it. All right, now we can hear you good. Maureen?
I know, this is too hard to... Yeah. Makes it a little bit...
All right, well, the question, I'll start then.
Okay.
I'll do Yin Yang's question. You know, I'm seeing a lot of cards here about stress and struggle and having big challenges and feeling wounded and nothing ever works for me and that sort of thing. Stop that immediately. Stop it right now. That's not the kind of things we want to focus on, because we'll just have more of that. We just, you know, things won't work out for you. The universe, you know, boy, and I'm starting to get tongue-tied here, but the universe and your mind, which are so connected, you just wouldn't believe it, take my word for it, don't know the difference between the truth and a lie. If you say to yourself, nothing ever works out for me, I never get what I want, I never can get the right job, or I just never seem to latch onto the right thing, then you won't. Then the universe just says, okay, I believe you, and you'll get more of that. So what you want to do is take control. And the way that you take control of your life and your job and finding what you should be doing for a living is to ask yourself the question, what makes me happy? And that sounds real simple. And I know I've kind of brought that up before. But the thing that makes you happy, yin yang, is a guy. And we're just being corrected in the chat room. I know. The thing to do, how you know what you should do with your life is the things that make you happy. Play a little game with yourself. Go back to the time when you were a kid. And what did you pretend to be? What did you pretend to do? What makes you laugh, smile, and have some fun? You can make money at that. There's 100 different ways that you can make money doing what you love to do. And we can talk about that, of course, in a longer chat session, but we can be sure and do that. So that's where you start. And who else has something to add? Boy, do I go off on a tangent or what?
No, you're great. Steve, you go ahead.
Well, you know, I get two things with this caller or this person in chat, and one is that you should be adventurous, and I really like what Reza Miranda said about going back to childhood. I often say to clients, think back to when you were a kid and you had a lot of passion about a particular field. You know, whenever you ask a kid what do you want to be when you grow up, they've nearly always got an answer, and they're often very in tune with their purpose. Children, you know, don't always, they don't, when we're young, we haven't necessarily disempowered ourselves, and we do focus upon what we might like to do. So there are good signs there in childhood. But my guide say, just think about being more adventurous. Think about raising your sights, because you can do really well. There's a lot of really good energy around you, and you've got a really keen mind. You should be good with maths, very good academically, and so you can do really well. Do think about exploring yourself and exploring what you might like to do with your future, and don't compromise. As Res Miranda said before, don't surrender. So set your sights high and truly upon what you would like to be doing for a living, and go for it. And there's definitely travel around you, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if you actually go into the medical field as well. I know that we were talking about that a little with Noah, but there's definitely some kind of connection to medicine and healing for you. So I hope that helps.
Okay, I'm sorry, Steve, I'm always sorry. Are you?
No, you're fine, Maureen. You're fine. I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what I'm getting is, I'm getting some really interesting thing here about you. You have so much going for you. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful, because right now it's almost like I see you as like you're on a. Like anything's, you know, it's like you're being born again and rebirth, okay? Not like I'm going to be going into, you know, John Bradshaw's The Child Within and all that, no, bless his heart. But I just get a really good feeling. There's like a lot of rebirth happening around you. And there's a feeling of the sun. It's like there's so much success. You have so much energy around keeping that. You know, sometimes we don't. I bring about a lot of manifesting, okay? You can manifest it. This was really fascinating to me, and there's a lot of just a lot of kindness and happiness around you, and emotional material. Everything is that you have it available. It's there, and you're very creative, and you love animals. I see you love animals. Also, there is something interesting to get though along the way. There's been a lot of things that have not been really fair. Not very fair with regards to what's, you know, thing. and I'm not calling, you know, I'm not saying you're a whiny girl, but it's almost like there's been a lot of unjust, unfair things that have been going on. And I think that in some ways, if that's the case, look at them and bless it, their blessings, those unfair things, and it'll just make you stronger. So I think that, good for you. I hope you followed me okay. So there you have it. The end. Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Maureen. And anything else you wanted to add, Res Miranda? We do have some callers.
No, that's it. Go right ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so we've got more calls coming in, and we'll take the first call from South Carolina. Who do we have from South Carolina?
Hello, hi. This is David. I believe, I spoke with you, Steve, before on a different occasion.
I remember, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm listening to the show.
How are you?
I'm fine. Y'all enjoying your Thanksgiving? I'm enjoying mine.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's good to hear. Well, it's good to have you with us. It's David.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you said, when you spoke, it sounded like you were saying Danny, but I remember your voice, and I remembered you as David, so it's great to have you with us, David. What's your question today, David?
Yes, I was wondering about for the upcoming year, like, any good things coming up, career-wise, relationship-wise, or...
Okay, well, that's a great question, David. I find this time of year really exciting, because this is the time of year that I really start to reflect upon my achievements during the current year and really think about the following year. You know, we all talk about New Year's resolutions, and I remember in the UK we would talk about it as though it was, you know, a tradition, and it is a tradition, but it's really important to think about the future and what our goals should be. So thank you for asking that question, because it's a reminder that we should all be thinking about what we want to achieve and set our sights upon for next year. Now, I've read for you before, David. I'll happily read a bit more for you today, but I wanted to invite Res Miranda and Maureen to see what they get for you around next year.
Oh, boy. I mean that in a good way, of course. A couple of cards, one for your past and one for your immediate future. The one in your past is the Three of Swords. This is about heartbreak and being disappointed, and you pretty much, your past this last year in a lot of ways that are important to you sucked, right? So, So now we're moving into the immediate future, and that means about within the next month or two at the very most. Guess what? It's time for something completely different. And here we have the Ace of Pentacles. This is very cool. This means that you're going to get opportunity. It talks about being fortunate. And more specifically, it's about divine intervention. You're somebody who prays, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, this card...
At least 4 or 5 times a day.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Yeah, at least about 4 or 5 times a day.
Good. And the reason I ask you that is because Spirit is telling me that this card came up, this Ace of Pentacles, it looks like the hand of God coming out of the sky with a great big giant golden coin saying, here you go. And that coin represents being heard. So I'm telling you, David, that you've been heard. So what's coming up for you is the things that you already have faith in. You're keeping your end of the deal. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Good. The past is done. Leave it alone. Okay?
Okay.
And is it David? I'm sorry, David?
Yes.
Correct? Hi, this is Maureen. I were you done, Rez? I didn't... I thought maybe...
Oh, that's not...
I'm jumping in there. You know, it's interesting because what you were saying, it's very similar to, very much the same as I was getting. You know, your dreams have been real intense, it looks like, lately. I think they're trying to help you along getting through whatever work you're going through. with yourself, not the work as in career-wise, but inner work. Sometimes your dreams can be pretty intense, and right now that seems the case, but in addition to that, you know, it looks like you've accomplished a lot, and I do feel that there's some really great things that are going to be happening for you. It's almost like, in a way, like, I don't remember exactly how you stated it, Rez, but it's almost like there's some wonderful opportunity that's going to come unexpectedly as well. You're a good man. You're a very good man, and you want to say that lives by the laws of the land, down to earth. And at the same time, success and all, I'm not just talking about material things, but, you know, you have a real generous and a real passionate nature. You're very good. And I think, but you can have a little bit of a temper, maybe, I don't know. But you're pretty calm. And I do think there's some really wonderful things. And about the past, I think the dreams, maybe, if you're having the dreams or remembering them, they may be a way for you to help with that. Because I know that it's difficult to deal with past or even forgive whatever it is you may need to be doing. But I see some really positive, really wonderful things. And boy, you know, you're a great person. Not by the outside, but and I just can feel it. You're a truly authentic person. So there you have it. Good for you. That's the last thing.
I can't hear you. It's kind of going out. It's fading out a little bit.
Oh, shoot. Here we go. So you didn't hear me at all?
I can hear you now, yeah.
What I was saying is, it's pretty similar to what Rez was saying. I just saying you have, you know, you have a lot, you're a good man, and I do feel, you know, she brought up praying. I think that if you're having interesting dreams right now, I think it's a way for you to help let go of something that might have been hard on you before, or maybe some things you need to forgive and then move on. I think your dreams are trying to be your little helper, and they can be uncomfortable. But what I guess I was trying to say is I get a feeling that you've accomplished a lot. And as far as a career or something like that goes, I get a really good feeling that there's going to be a really good opportunity that will come out of unexpectedly. But it's not like, you know, it comes knocking on your door. But you deserve it. And you're a very proud and confident man. And you have a lot. You're very kind. And that's, it's not like, you remind me of someone that lives by the old days, in the day, of the laws of the land. And very traditional. And you're a good being. You're an authentic being. And that's wonderful. You deserve what you need to be doing. You deserve what's coming around you. And you're manifesting it. But I think there's some past stuff that you're trying to deal with. Your dreams are trying to help you with that. But I say you're very... I just get really good. You're a good person. And your intent is very good. And you can depend on you. People can depend on you. And you have some good things that are coming, deservingly wise, are coming your way by what you've created. I hope you understood me, but sometimes a lot of people don't. But there you have it.
Go get him, David.
I hope you heard me okay, David.
Can you hear okay, David?
Yeah, I can hear you. She kind of faded out like the last 10 seconds. It was like a muffle.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I will just... sorry, Maureen, go ahead.
I'm sorry, everyone. It's this wonderful computer. I'm at my parents' because of whatever. I'm not at my regular thing, and I'm really sorry because I'm not doing my thing. So there you have it. Go on, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to just give you a lady in spirit who gives the initial R, and it sounds like a rosemary, but a lady in spirit gives the initial R very clearly and says that she's very much behind you. Does that make sense?
The letter R?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. R. Not right at the moment. Not that I can think of. That's in spirit.
Well, okay, well, ask your mum, if you can, about ladies in the family on her side of the family, because this lady's very strong around you, and she gives the letter R very clearly, and she talks about working with kids, David, and I feel very strongly that you will do a lot of really fantastic work with kids, particularly with teenagers, and I see you in future even almost taking on an ambassadorial role in effect for kids, and helping to really stand up for teenagers and help them get a good education and get what they're entitled to in life so that they can make a difference. So do bear that in mind, because I feel that if you're a deeply spiritual man and you've got extremely high integrity, and I concur with what Maureen and Res Miranda have said. Do think about working with kids, because you would be so fantastic working with teenagers, and it's teaching, but it's not traditional teaching, but. Have a think about that, because I feel you'll be very successful there, and that you could make an enormous difference. And next year looks very good. I see you energetically putting down some of the things you've been carrying this year, but next year looks really, really great for you. I see a lot of transformation, and I know that sounds odd, and because you're such a great guy, why would you need to transform yourself? But I see you really being very clear next year about the direction you wanted to take, and really, really trusting that Spirit are gonna help you get there, and you'll see that things start to progress really well for you. There's a gentleman that you'll meet professional gentleman that you will meet in February, who will talk with you about opportunities, and it'll be a good year.
Oh wow, that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah, so go for it. Let us know how you get on. Stay in touch and let us know what happens. We'll be excited to hear about how things progress for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, David. Good luck.
Awesome, David.
You too. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so we have another caller from Florida, but before we take that call, I just want to repeat the number again for callers. The dial-in number is 724-444-4851. And if you are calling in, do remember that we don't have somebody that will pick up and answer the phone. You'll go on hold, and you'll be connected to us in sequence. So let's take our call from Florida. Who do we have calling in from Florida? Do we have a caller from Florida on the line?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Hi, my name is Patsy. And, Steve, I've been listening to you for a while. I've been listening to you guys for a while. And I'm just worried about my job situation. I feel like I really need to leave my job and go somewhere else. Do you see me finding anything soon, or what? Can you help me out with that?
Absolutely, we'll certainly do our best for you. I'm happy to read Res Miranda or Maureen, but if you want to go ahead, then go for it. I can
wait.
Okay, Res Miranda, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go ahead?
I'm just briefly seeing something about time-wise. I'm seeing that you'll be working in a new job. What is this, November? I always have to see what day is it and where am I and what's my name again. It's almost the end of November. You're going to be working mid-January, by the end of January at the latest. Spirit tells me it's something that you've already applied for, in fact, recently applied for and looked for and sent in a resume about. You're going to be getting an interview for this position before Christmas. Hang in there.
I'm sorry.
You're going to be getting an interview before Christmas, and you'll be working by no later than the end of January. So you're almost there. You have a feeling. You know that feeling you get when you're on your way to somewhere important, and you're almost there, and it's almost time, and you just never seem to get there, but it's almost time, and you just know it's got to happen? That's where you are now, because it's going to.
Okay. Do you know what I'm going to be doing? Am I going to be dealing with kids, or...?
I'm getting the word teaching and I'm getting the word assistant. So it could be a teaching assistant. It could be a substitute position to begin with. But I don't feel like that's at a substitute teacher. I do feel like it's an assistant to a teacher, actually, at a school.
Okay.
I see the word preschool. And I'm seeing also the possibility, I'm getting the word kindergarten as well.
Kindergarten. Okay. Yeah, and somehow I've been starting to see all that connection towards kids lately. I don't know. Okay. And,
that's because
I have one more question. Hello? I have one more question. The other day I dreamt that I was in a shopping mall and I was buying an angel. And somehow when I reached into my pocket to get my money to buy the angel, I didn't have the money, so I didn't buy it. Do you know what kind of sign is that?
You know, the thing that comes straight to me... Do you guys mind me answering this question?
No, Steve.
The thing that comes straight to mind for me is that... you know, don't focus upon the material. If I was in a situation last week where I really needed help. I was helping a family that really needed help in their household. And I won't go into detail, but in advance of my arrival, myself and some colleagues invoked Archangel Michael, and we asked Archangel Michael to get into that home. Before we arrived, and for him to start doing his work, and we just a few minutes before we arrived, I spoke with the mother, and she put me on the phone to the little girl who's only three, and she said, "A man has just arrived, and he has wings. His name he's saying Michael, Michael." And it was just incredible. We'd invoked literally a few minutes earlier Archangel Michael and asked him to get into that home and start cleansing the home and doing the work in advance of us arriving there. So I tell you that story because it's just you just ask for the angels to support you and to be with you, and they will. So the fact that you didn't have the money in your pocket to buy that angel is not important, because the message from spirit is you don't need money, you don't need anything, we don't need anything. It's not an exchange. The angels are here to help us, and when we invite them in, then they're there. So
right, but I felt like I felt when I woke up, I felt like I did not make that purchase, so I did not kind of invite them into my life, or you know. But you kind of make sense now. So
yeah, just recognize that all you have to do is just invite them. You know, and by asking the question, it's almost done. So you know, We're surrounded by support and love, guidance, encouragement from the spirit world, and you can invite guides, you can invite the angels to help you, and they absolutely will. And you know, you mentioned working with children; it feels really right for you. And but you know, I believe absolutely that if we're doing work that's meaningful, that makes the world a better place, that helps other people, then we get all of the support that we could imagine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now let's go back to the chat room and take another question or two from the chat room. So, have you, Maureen and Resmanda, I wasn't watching the chat room just then, but have you seen any questions coming up from people in the chat rooms?
I have not yet. Have you? I'm sorry. Yes.
That's all right.
No, <I'm sorry>.
Don't. Let's talk for a second about how to contact our spirit guides, because I know we get a lot of questions about that. All of us do. And I liked what you said, Steve, about just asking the angels to come. You know, just asking. But I think that's true for spirit guides as well. You know, it's really not all that complicated. All you have to do, in my experience anyway, and from what I've learned, is just ask. You know, spend some quiet time, a few minutes by yourself, and ask your spirit guide. You don't even have to know their name. You don't have to know what they look like. You don't have to know what they are, you know, where they're from or anything like that. You just have to ask. And a neat way to get an answer, if you don't think that you can trust what you're hearing in your head, is to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and just say, I have a question about so-and-so. What do you have to say about that? Or do you have, is there any guidance you can give me about blah, blah? And then write down the first thing that comes to you. And you'll be surprised at sometimes how profound that can be and how spot on it can be for you.
Absolutely, Reza Miranda. And I believe that when we write things down, actually, as well, that it's really powerful. I always encourage people to write down what they're feeling and to connect with spirit and write down what they sense. So I think that's a wonderful idea. I also think it's a great idea to put in writing, or to take a pen and piece of paper and write down our intentions and what support we would like from spirit, in order to achieve our objectives. And I find that when we do that, we get the support that we request. You know, that you can't always pin down the timing, as I believe that things happen when they're meant to happen. But if we ask for help, it's there.
Absolutely. And another thing that writing it down on, using an actual physical pen and piece of paper, and you can use your computer too, but I like the actual physical act of taking something in your hand and writing it on a piece of paper, because
yes,
it brings it out. It brings it out of your head and out of your spirit and into physical, tangible, manifesting reality. You know, that action. It's, you're not just thinking it or wishing it or hoping for it or just imagining it. You're starting. You're doing something. And that is always the first step to that manifesting in reality. And I think that's so important to know.
Well, what are your thoughts, Maureen?
Well, I think it's, well, you know, I it goes without saying, I go along with everything that you two are. Ditto. I just like that when people do that, but I just did it. I had to spin out myself.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. I think it's a very, I'm really glad you did bring that up. And it's also true. I know I have a hard time with my own self. It's amazing. It's amazing how much it can go either way, and you can, it's amazing how the negative can really come about when it manifests it. And
you know, just because we're in a spiritual field or metaphysical work doesn't mean that we won't have issues come up in our lives. You know? And I think sometimes we're more of a magnet for things like that, because we are, I definitely am overly sensitive and have been accused of that. But, you know, and I think that goes across the board, you know. So when we're hit with something, I think a lot of times we're hit doubly hard. And so it's important. We have to figure out ways to handle negative situations in our own lives, you know, fear and anxiety and unexpected. And yeah, we do as psychics have unexpected events happen in our lives. You know, otherwise we would just, you know, we'd be working from our laptops from the home, you know. And so, you know, if you ever want to know how to get through something, a psychic's the best person to ask, because we have to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I always encourage people as well, Reza Miranda, to really tune in themselves, because, you know, as we said at the beginning of the show, we're all part of one big scheme. We're interconnected, and we're all part of spirit. We all have that connection. So it is really useful to contact an intuitive and get guidance. But it is also really important to tune in to who we are, what makes us happy, what we desire in life, and to really focus on the positive. You know, I really liked what we were saying earlier in the show about really stating our intentions for the future in positive terms. So I think you were saying, Reza Miranda, words to the effect of, you know, the universe picks upon our focus, but it doesn't necessarily distinguish. So if I say, I don't want a blue car, I don't want a blue car, the universe just hears blue car, and in effect I'm manifesting a blue car, which is what I don't want. So I should say, I desire a beautiful black car, or you know, whatever it is I desire, but focusing upon it in positive terms, and knowing that if we have good intentions and we want to be of service and make a difference, then we'll get support.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely right. I saw the neatest thing the other day. There, if you take a piece of paper, I always give homework. See, you take a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, you draw a line from left to right. And on the left side of that line, you draw an S. And on the far right side of that line, you draw an R. In the middle, draw a triangle. And in that triangle, put a big C. Now, what the S on the left stands for is situation. What the R on the right stands for is reaction or response. The C in the triangle in the middle stands for choice. And every time you look at that, you go from situation to choice, reaction. Stop in the middle, look at the choice. Every time you see a triangle, from this moment forward, you're going to remember that you have a choice in every situation, how to react, how to respond. It's always a choice. We always go until we know better from situation to reaction, you know, straight over there. And then we have to figure out the mess we made because we were reactionary, you know. So everything's a choice. So I love what you said about that. That reminded me that I saw that the other day.
You know, we have a chat question, you guys. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think Julie had a question for us in here.
Okay.
I just didn't want to forget about her. I didn't forget about you. do you want me to find it? It's just, she says, do you see any changes for me? And then she says, besides my emotional, besides my emotional, teehee. I think we all know, you know, Julia, bless her heart. You are still here, aren't you? Yeah, she's still here, yes. So she wants to know if we see any changes for her. That's the only other question I saw.
I see, for Julie, I see the main thing that I'm picking up on for Julie is a change in career. I know that we've talked about work and doing work that we find really meaningful, and you know it's different things for different people. We all have a unique purpose, but my guides are saying that the opportunity for Julie is to really think over the next few weeks about what she wants to do professionally and how she wants to contribute, because there's a big opportunity for her to switch fields, and I feel as though she will switch her field of work in June. So I just want to really encourage her to think about that and to really prepare and make a choice. So Rosemiranda, you talked about choice, and I believe absolutely we do make choices all of the time, and you know we have to stop and think about what we want our lives to be about and make choices. So it's very important. But good things for Julie, particularly around June time.
Okay, Rusty, you can go ahead, I interrupt you.
No, that's all right. I agree with, I would confirm what Stephen was saying about June, about that time of year. I'm seeing the Ten of Cups, which has a rainbow over it, a rainbow full of cups, and cups, golden cups, represent happiness, joy, love. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot to celebrate come June, most definitely. And with the Five of Swords, I see you leaving your past behind. So start walking. Just keep going.
Julie, what I'm getting is you're really indecisive about something going on here. There's two different types of things. It's relation. It is emotional thing. But I know you didn't want to ask about it, but it did come up. But I'm getting this has to do with your work of some sort. And I don't know what you do, but you need to get that feeling back where you used to be real enthusiastic and full of life and the innocence when you first started getting involved with something. You know, we all have been there before, and we can every day in our head if we want. But it looks like you're holding on for dear life to what you have, not so much material, but your creative tools, your creative stuff, that you don't want people taking and messing with it. And maybe this has to do with work, and you felt, you know, you're over, what's the word I'm looking for? You're overqualified, or it's just not doing it for you anymore. And but you're really indecisive about what you want to do, with making the choice of where to go and what to do. I do get a good feeling. Are you, as far as the emotional stuff, it did come up. I'm just going to have to throw it out there. But it looks like it's going to take a really good turn in the department of a baba boom baba bing. I'm sorry.
She's going to get more woo woo.
Woo woo baba boom baba bing baba bing baba bing. And I do get a feeling that you might be also, looks like maybe doing something, thinking about going into some work or just starting small, something even. I think it would be an ordinary opportunity to make it great with another female friend. It looks like some meeting of the mind, some idea. And I see you outside and you'd be able to do some work outside together. It looks really positive. It looks like, I think you guys said the spring. I see it like around May. I don't know what you got. I forget it. I don't, whenever I say it comes out of my mouth, I don't guess it, but I don't know.
No, we're all saying the same thing, Maury. Yeah. We're Miranda and I were talking about June, and you're talking about May. You know, approach to June. So it's perfect.
There you have it.
Well, it's great. Well, you know, it was so exciting to give readings for the whole show. It's really fun to give readings for the whole 2-hour show. So it's been a lot of fun. I want to just thank everybody that called in and everybody that listened in. I want to thank you, Maureen, as always, for being here with us and for all of your insight. And special thanks as well to you, Res Miranda, for joining us on Thanksgiving. It's been wonderful to have you on the show.
And thank you, Steve. It's wonderful always to have you on the show as well.
Thank you.
We're grateful for you, too.
Oh, thank you, Res Miranda. Well, it's wonderful to work with you guys.
I know, Wes. Thanks, Wes, for hanging out with us. So it's always a pleasure to have Wes with us.
My pleasure, indeed. Happy holidays, everybody. Love them like you mean it.
Yeah, that's it. And I say yes.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone. We'll be, God bless, we'll be back again 8:00 Eastern Time next Thursday for the next episode of The Psychic View. So do join us and call in for a reading at the end of the show, and you know, encourage your friends to listen in and call as well, because we're here to help. And we wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.